Hello and welcome back to Tip TV Finance with me, Matt Brown. I'm joined down the line by John Eid, who is President and Portfolio Strategist at Argus Research. How are you today, John?
Matt, I'm terrific, thank you. And thank you for having me on the show today.
Absolute pleasure, absolute pleasure. Right, well, let's start off with the Fed. Obviously, last week we had the rate hike that finally the market had priced in and many expected. What's your take on that hike?
Well, you're right. The hike was expected. And then the comments that we got from Chairman Yellen afterwards, I thought were pretty positive for the outlook for the market. You know, she says the economy looks like it's doing well. And I can't disagree. We have good payrolls growth here. Housing starts are fine. Home prices are picking up. You know, retail sales are pretty strong. So I think we're in a good spot here in the U.S. economy. I don't think the Fed has fallen behind the curve because inflation isn't much of a problem yet. Mm-hmm. So I think the Fed is going to be moving back toward normalization, but probably only a couple more hikes this year. I don't even see three. I think two is probably the right number for 2017.
Interesting. And I mean, with regard to the actual hike, it almost took the market, almost wrong-footed the market a bit in two ways. First off, it was only until a couple of weeks prior to the Fed announcing that the market really actually priced in quite aggressively the rate hike. And secondly, actually after we saw the expected hike, we saw a sell-off in the dollar. Do you think the market was wrong-footed initially and then got a bit ahead of itself with regards to the rate hikes and expectations?
Well, I think you brought up the dollar. I think that might even be more important than the federal funds rate mm-hmm. over these next few months. We do, at Argus, we expect to see the dollar stabilize or move a bit lower. And that's a contrarian call on Wall Street, where almost every economist is expecting the dollar to rise. Certainly the dollar has risen sharply from 2014, 2013, but we think that rise anticipated the Fed's moves. So, and now that the Fed is starting to move, we don't think the dollar is gonna be continuing to go higher. We think it's gonna stabilize and start to drift lower. And that's going to be real positive, we think, for U.S. corporate earnings, for U.S. exporters, and ultimately for the U.S. economy.
And with that drop in dollar, do you see that actually being a driver for inflation potentially? And certainly, how does that feed through to oil prices?
Well, you got to remember where we're starting from with the dollar. We're at cycle highs. The dollar is as high as it's been, going back to 2002. So it's pretty expensive. It's pretty dear here compared to other global currencies. I mean, could it go higher? Yes, but it hasn't in the past. And that's, other global economic forces that ultimately come to play when you reach this type of imbalance level. I think if the dollar is going to fall and the U.S. is going to increase its imports, then there could be some inflationary pressures that emerge. However, one of the biggest U.S. imports is oil, mm-hmm. and we're producing so much oil and natural gas here in the U.S., and that's picked up now since, oil prices year over year are 80% higher than they were down in the depths of early 2016. Mm-hmm. That I don't think the falling dollar is really going to kick off a lot of inflation to bring back an answer to your question.
Understood. And as you say, with oil, we've seen some big inventory builds that are certainly weighing on the price. Are these builds going to affect the price more than, say, OPEC looking to turn the taps off? Would that be a bigger driver in the price, would you say?
I do think OPEC controls so much of where the price is going. Mm-hmm. But that's on the supply side. You know, we're also, I think, expecting to see better global economic growth in 2017 and 18 than we saw in 15 and 16. That's at least according to the IMF. So I think the supply or the demand is probably going to kick a little bit higher. You know, supporting prices, 55 is per barrel for West Texas Intermediate is at the higher end of our range for the year. You know, we think given these shifts in supply and demand, something around $50 a barrel is probably where we're going to end up. So now we're a little bit below it because there's, you know, extra supply. Mm-hmm. But coming into the summer driving season when the demand picks up, you know, we'll be back in those low 50s. I think 60 would be a real cap for the year.
Good to hear. And just to round up, I mean, with regards to, you've already mentioned the contrarian view on potentially a weaker dollar being positive for some UK, US corporates. Looking ahead looking at the S&P and valuations and reporting season coming into the next reporting season, where do you see the value in a potentially lower dollar environment and a higher interest rate environment?
Well, let's focus first on earnings. We're in a quiet period now in the U.S., wrapped up the fourth quarter earnings, growth of around 5 or 6%. First quarter earnings are going to come in about another 3 or 4 weeks. They're going to be better than the 5, 6%, probably around 7 or 8%. I think they're going to be even stronger in the second half of the year. I think we're going to end the year with low double-digit earnings growth, and that's based on, you know, our outlook for oil, which is higher than a year ago, so oil profits rebound. And it's also based on our outlook for a stable to lower dollar, because that rising dollar has been such a headwind on sales back to the U.S. So, yeah, the U.S. markets are near all-time highs, but corporate profits are at all-time highs, too. We've got a PE now in the U.S. on forward earnings of about 17 times, higher than the average of 15. But when you look at alternative investments, interest rates are very low. Bonds are fully valued. I think the valuations still support stocks over bonds here in the U.S.
And any particular sector picks we should be looking out for?
Well, weaker dollar, better global sales. The most global industries in the U.S. are technology. Mm-hmm. There's also a lot of export in pharmaceuticals. And then industrials and materials. Not so much, you know, the U.S. hotels or restaurants or retailers, but more on the globally positioned sectors and companies.
That's great. Well, thanks again, John, for your insight. Really appreciate you coming on, and hopefully look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thanks, Matt. Have a great week.
You too. All the best.